Hi everyone, it's Jo. I have calmed down since I did my boo about audio boom. I refuse to call them booms on my own account. And I am going to do a little sort of review, complaint, criticism on VITalk. For those who haven't updated to audio boom, my suggestion would be don't, particularly if you use VoiceOver. I've been told by people who can see it that it's very visual, but I can't comment on that, obviously. I've worked out how to do in-app commenting, although I haven't tried to post a comment as yet. I am going to try and do that, but I've found where you can comment. When you click on someone's boo to listen to it, it will give you the title of the boo and it will say heading. It doesn't appear to be a link, but if you double tap on it, it will take you to a fresh screen, and if you flick down or scroll down, you will find comments, and it will give you the option to tap on that and to leave a comment. I have no idea how accessible the actual commenting is. I need to try that. I have received a couple of DMs and I can't reply to them. I have no idea how you reply to a DM. When I listened to a DM, as soon as it finished, I was looking for a reply button and it started playing a boo, a sport boo. Now, I never listen to sport boos, so I don't know why it thinks that I would want to. And then the next time I tried to do it, it played a comedy boo. So that was really annoying and I couldn't find a reply button. So if anybody sent me a DM, thank you very much, and I cannot reply. I tried to go on the person's page and I hit the DM button to send a fresh one. When it came to upload, it wanted me to choose a category, but when you send a DM, the categories aren't there, so it refused to let me upload. So it is impossible to send a direct message, either to reply to one or to send a new one. Up to now, I can't find a way of doing it. If I do, I will come back and say, but if anybody else knows, please, 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 any information about the new app would be great. Please share, you know, do it on here so that, I mean, you can't access the channels on Audio Boom. Who thought up that name? I do not know, but there you go. Radio Reinvented, Boom Boom, Shake the Room. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the Audio Boom with lots of exclamation marks. I kind of need a new marketing and PR team. And I'm sure some of you like it, but it's not appealing to me. Channels, you cannot access them, as far as I can tell, on the app. You can listen to them still in your followed boos. Incidentally, if anybody's failed to find their followed boos, you have to toggle menu, go to your account, go down to the bottom past your followers and people you're following, and then it will give you follows, followed boos, and it will give you messages. That is how you can go into your followed boos. However, when you tap on one to listen to it, because it takes you to a new screen, you have to toggle menu again to go back to your account and go to follow boos again, because there is no back button in that screen, or not as far as I can tell anyway. Feel free to correct me on any of this if anyone's got any different views or ideas or found anything that I haven't, because I'm at a loss, to be honest, and anything we can all share to help each other get around these things is going to be great. So channels don't seem to be there. So I am unable at the moment to go onto VITalk and to scroll down through all the boos that people have posted. So it's a case of going on the website, which is difficult at the best of times. I have emailed Audio Boo and I have put all of this across to them. I haven't yet received a reply. I'm assuming they're getting lots and lots of emails and tweets, etc. But if I do get a reply and it's anything sensible, then, or anything helpful or useful, I will come back and boo about it to let you know. I don't know whether we'll have to look at if we want to carry. I mean, if people can't record on the app, it's going to prove very difficult, and using the website is not going to be great for everybody, and it will mean that VITalk becomes less of a useful resource, so we may have to look at alternatives. I don't know, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But please, 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 if you can share, if you've got anything that, you know, if you can get on the channel and share any hints, tips, or even, you know, if you've found anything else that's inaccessible, I'm going to go on the VITalk Facebook page and group later, and I'm going to post the link to the email that was in that you can reply to Audioboo if you've got any constructive criticism, or you know, you just want to have a rant at them. But I will post those links on the VI Talk Facebook group and page should you want them, and I'll put it on Twitter as well, although you're all probably perfectly, you know who to contact and everything, but for anybody who wants it, it'll be there. But it really is not good, and I just wanted to put across some of the things that I'd found. But the in-app commenting, I think I found a workaround, but I'm going to go and try and leave a comment and see what happens. But as I say, sorry, this is a bit of a ramble, but there's so much that's changed within the app. I thought it was going to be an add-on. I thought it was going to be like an extra app, sort of two running alongside each other sort of thing. But it just completely it's overridden the original Audioboo app, and that does not exist anymore, which is a shame. I'm assuming that if you've got access to a computer and you've done a backup recently, that you could go back to the original Audioboo app. Don't know how you do that, and for me, I don't have a working laptop or computer, so that's not an option. But you know, that may be an option for some people. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for listening, and as I say, if you've anything to share on this subject, please post here so that we can all maybe help each other a little bit and find workarounds. Okay, speak to you soon. Bye.